الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected huffaz, imams, brothers, sisters, beloved youth, the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba online, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First and foremost, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all His recurring bounties and favors that He is showering upon us. To get through with all the formalities, first and foremost, we thank the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal for arranging this program for the Ulama, the Aimma, and the Huffaz, Alhamdulillah. We also thank the Capital Group for sponsoring this type of programs. We also thank the trustees, the honorable ulama and imams of Masjid-e-Hilal. And we thank all the brothers who are present here, although you could have listened to it in the comfort of your home. Why have we assembled here on this Mubarak night of Jumu'ah? So that we prepare for Ramadan. And more so, we are the imams, so we need to be the ambassadors of Islam. We need to give guidance to the people during this month of Ramadan. So before we start with the topic, let us just speak about Jumu'ah. Tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us, Aksiru alayya minas salati yawm al-Jumu'ah. Read abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon me on the night, on the day of Friday. This is authentic hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah. Why? It is the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day, the best night of the week. When we read durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam, both sides the angels are engaged and engrossed. The angel on the right hand side is writing our hasanat, our righteous deeds, that are increasing. The angel on the left-hand side is expunging and erasing and removing our vices and sins. Imagine what the great action durood salawat is. Do we know what is the meaning of durood, my brothers? If you study the philology, the history of the word durood, it is a Farsi word, a word in Persian. And when that farmer looked at his bumper crop, he looked at his bumper harvest, he was smiling ear to ear. In minimum time, I will make maximum profit. So therefore, his profit was P-R-O-F-I-T. And we are speaking about sending salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So throughout the week and more so on the night of Jumu'ah and on Friday during the day. So that is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, we are going to reap the rewards, maximum, optimum rewards in minimum time. So that is why it is called Durood Sharif. Secondly, each one of us tonight, tomorrow is a holiday. Man qara'a surat al-kahf yawm al-jumu'ah, adaa'a lahu min an-nur ma bayn al-jumu'atayn. Whosoever reads Surah Kahf on the night of Friday, the day of Friday, Allah Jalla Wala will bless that person with nur, radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. If we don't have lights, electricity, power, for few hours, how irritated we get. Last week I was in Pretoria, and subhanallah, when I woke up Fajr time, the whole of Laudium plunged into darkness. Now I have a program after Fajr, so how must I go? So I played with the remote control, so the one garage door opened, but my car was on the other side. So I could not move my car because there are other vehicles, and I'm alone there with my wife. Now what to do? So I walked out from that garage door and waited on the street. So one car came out, Allah alone knows who it was. So he saw me all in white and everything, and it's dark Fajr time. So after he saw me, he maybe knew that this guy's name is AK, maybe he's a terrorist, he pressed even faster, you know. So this guy maybe wants to intercept me and hijack me or something. Subhanallah, after 1 minute, 2 minutes, another person came. Hindu brother came. I said, where you want to go? I said, you know, there's no power, I want to go to masjid, to the mosque. So it was he and his wife. He said, no, you jump in. Subhanallah, he took me right to the masjid. So I made so much dua for him. Ya Allah, see this man. He's taking me to Fajr Salat. And remember, Ya Allah, give him Hidayat, give him Islam also. So brothers, little bit effort we must make. Allah Jalla Wala will put compassion, mercy in the hearts of even non-Muslim. So brothers, when we don't have that power, that energy, then that electricity, we are upar niche. We are now totally. We don't know what to do. The cars don't want to move. The garages don't want to open. The tolls don't want to work. Nothing want to work. So what do we do? Imagine in our grave in the year after this happens then. So therefore each one of you, our esteemed listeners of Radio Ansar, Markaz Sahaba online, Surah 66, Surah 66, Surah Tahreem, verse number 8. You must learn the simple du'as. My honorable imams, ulama, huffaz, some of you will be performing Taraweeh in South Africa. Some of you are going abroad. Daily you must be teaching your musallis, your muqtadis, one new du'a. So tell them, tonight we're starting Taraweeh. This is the first du'a we're learning. Surah 66, verse number 8. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. Ya Allah, perfect for us and complete for us this nur. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to emerge from the Hujra Mubarakah, the house, come to the masjid Fajr time, and which dua the Master alayhi salam would recite? Allahumma jal fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa fi badani nura. Ya Allah, give me nur, radiance and effulgence in my heart, in my ears, in my eyes, in my tongue, in my entire body. Wa an yamini nura, wa shimali nura, wa amami nura, wa wara'i nura, wa fawqi nura, wa tahti nura. All the directions give me nur, Ya Allah. I'm starting my day. Let me walk under your divine light, Ya Allah. So where I walk, I'm walking in the right direction. This is our Islam. So think about it seriously. So inshallah, we all will read abundant durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam tonight and tomorrow. Tonight, tomorrow, we read Surah Kahf, inshallah. And then the third one, we heard our Mufti Afzal Ilyasab, his rahimahullah. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Grant all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. My brothers, tomorrow we have to die. Who's got doubt in them? Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. So what must we do? Ask and beg Allah. You see, we open a company. Our company is PTY Limited. But Allah, everything is unlimited. So what we're going to ask Allah? Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh beloved Allah, you grant me death on Islam. Let me die with an iman and Islam. And you join me, attach me with your devout and pious servants, Ya Allah.
the dua of a Nabi, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Ya Allah, grant me death on a Jumu'ah, on a Friday. The ulama, akabir, what duas this to make? If you just take ulama at random, Hazrat Alimiya, Hazrat Abu al-Hasan Nadwi, rahimahullah, Friday. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Thanwi, rahmatullah, alayhi, Friday. And you take Hazrat Muhammad Masihul Ummat, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib, Friday. They used to beg, they should beseech Allah. Ya Allah, give us death on Jumu'ah. Why? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-Jumu'ah, aw laylataha, waqahu Allahu min fitnat al-qabr. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Whosoever Allah gives death on a Friday, Jumu'ah, with Iman and Islam, the night of Friday tonight, or the day of Friday tomorrow, what we call Friday, Allah Jalla wa Ala will preserve that person from the torment and punishment of the grave. What a big thing it is. So my young ulama, my young brothers, my hufaz, imams, inshallah, from now till Ramadan, what will we do? 5 things we have to do. Number 1, we have to read the dua. Simple dua mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. This everybody knows. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant me barakah in this month of Sha'ban and preserve me and spare me for the month of Ramadan. We look forward to it. How that businessman looks forward to his busy season. He's going to make maximum profit in minimum time. The true Muslim is looking forward to the month of Ramadan. So that's one. Second, which dua we're going to read? The dua Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu reported from the Master alayhi salatu salam. You, my brothers, if you intend going overseas for itikaf, the place you should go for itikaf is Masjidul Aqsa. Lo and behold, when we look at the statistics for the past 10-12 years, remember our South African contingent is the largest amount that search for itikaf at Masjidul Aqsa. So you are my brothers in Masjid al-Hilal and whichever other part of Durban you come from. MashaAllah, we've been to Makkah Mukarrama, we've been to Masjidul Nabawi. Now let us go to Aqsa and let us make intention of sunnat itikaf. If we can't make that intention, then nafil itikaf. So at least that intention we make. When you go out of Aqsa, on the right hand side there's a cemetery, there's a graveyard there. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu is buried there. He reported from the Master alayhi salatu wasalam that Nabi alayhi salam would say in these days, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh beloved Allah, you protect me, save me for Ramadan. No accident, no mishap, no hijacking, no kidnapping. So many things can happen. You know, in South Africa is special, you know. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan Ali. Ya Allah, and you protect Ramadan for me. Not that we have argument and dispute and quarrels regarding the moon and other issues. So everything works in harmony. Wasallimhu li mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, you save it, protect it for me. Every speech of mine, every action of mine, you accept it in your court, Ya Allah. So the hadith in Tabarani, in Kanzul Ummal, Hayatul Sahaba, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. So go see, his book was written in Arabic. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib passed away in 1965. So my brothers, we should understand that this is the dua we should be reading. Tuesday night is an auspicious occasion. Tonight, tomorrow, we took a ghusl, we are shining, glittering, smart kurta, smart itar, everything good. But how's the heart? Is the heart good? On that 15th night of Sha'ban, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's authentic hadith. The hadith is authentic. Oh, honorable ulama, oh, honorable listeners, go and see this reference and no person will dispute with you. Whether it's from the Arab countries or Indo-Pak or any part of the world. Sheikh Nasruddin Albani, rahimahullah, I met him personally, alhamdulillah. In the volume number 3 of his Silsila Ahadi Sahiha, his whole encyclopedia, volume 3 and hadith number 1144. So there he has evaluated this hadith. And what did he say? فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, on this 15th night of Shaaban, Laylatul Bara'a, Shab-e Bara'at, Allah Jalla wa'ala forgives the entire creation, إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاحِنْ, except the person who is a non-Muslim or Mushahin. He has that malice, rancor, hatred in his heart. Imagine today the daughter-in-law is making dua. Ya Allah, let this mother-in-law of mine die quickly. Now how can we have an auspicious night when we have such malice, rancor, hatred in our heart? So brothers, we are not speaking to one another. Very serious. Such an auspicious occasion. Your Ramadan, my Ramadan, our fasting, our tilawat, our charity, nothing is accepted in the court of Allah until, unless we make peace with his brother, we make salamu alaykum. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Allah Jalla wala addresses the malaika and says, utrukhuma, leave the actions of these two people, two parties, hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. Our reconciling is a prerequisite for acceptance in the court of Allah. So think about that seriously, brothers. So we can be imam, but we're not speaking with our teacher. We're not speaking with our parents. Someone who is close and near and dear to us. So there are grave ramifications, consequences. Surah 47, verses 22-23. I'll give you the references, inshallah. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23. In tawallaytum, when you have power, authority, and tufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth, wa tuqattiu arhamakum, and you sever the family ties. Ulaika alladhina la'anahumullah. Those are the people Allah curses them. Fa aswammahum, Allah makes them spiritually deaf. When you speak of money, they can hear everything. You speak of Islam, they say, we don't understand. Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam was Khatibul Anbiya. He was the orator of the messengers. When he would speak to his people, they told him, oh Shu'aib, ma nafqahu kathiram mimma taqul. We don't understand majority of the things you are speaking about. Their wealth, they said, naf'alu fi amwalina ma nasha. All these are Quranic verses. We will do in our wealth as we please. Who are you to come and tell us? And we suffering from the same thing. Think about it. So my brothers, second example. Third one, remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that these big nights I gave you, it is a bonus I'm giving you. Before the real month of Ramadan comes. So cleanse yourself internally. Otherwise everything will be rejected. فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاحِنْ. The hadith mentioned by Ibn Hibban, Albani rahimahullah has written a wonderful thesis. And you can go check it up. I gave you the reference. Volume 3, hadith number 1144. In his silsila ahadith sahiha. So we'll read the two du'as, Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa Ramadan. We will read Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. We need to cleanse ourselves internally. My young Hafiz, you read the du'a. You should know the import and meaning of it as well. Surah 59, verse number 10. Rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman. Oh beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers who passed away before us with iman. And the second part, وَلَا تَجَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not place that malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for the people of iman. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ رَحِيمٌ. Ya Allah, you are the one, you are most compassionate, most merciful. Fudail bin Ayaz, the sage of the age, the wali of his time, somebody came and told him, that person is swearing you, criticizing you. So he would look down and say, Allahumma in kana sadiqan. That person is criticizing me and abusing me. If he spoke the truth, then ya Allah, I make tawbah to you. And ya Allah, faghfirli, forgive me, ya Allah. وَإِن كَانَ كَاذِبًا, and if he is speaking lies, ya Allah, فَغْفِرْ لَهُ, then forgive him. Me and you will do. We will say, we are fix him up just now. Think about it. So brothers, we need to, jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. Keep a big magnanimous heart. Allah will elevate us, inshallah. Fourth one, every one of us, hafiz or not hafiz, remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go open Tafsir ibn Kathir, we give you some homework. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. Every one of you, my ummah, rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, it is my ardent desire, my heartfelt desire, everyone, male, female, adult and child, you should by heart and memorize Surah Yasin, 83 verses. You should by heart Surah Mulk, Tabarak al-Ladhi, 30 verses. My brothers, how come me and you, I'm Hafiz, alhamdulillah, but let's say you are not Hafiz. So if we can't by heart the whole Quran, at least by heart and memorize Surah Yasin, at least by heart and memorize Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi. Tomorrow we stand in front of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. We can say, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi salam. It was your dili tamanna. It was your ardent desire. At least that aspiration, desire of yours I fulfilled. But that is what we should be doing. Each one of us, brothers. Tonight, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Each one of you, my hafiz, and those who are becoming hafiz, and those who intend become hafiz, all of us should get involved. What should we do tonight? The hadith in Tirmidhi. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who came to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, I learn, I forget. So the Master alayhi salatu salam told him, when it is the night of Jumu'ah tonight, so you read four rakats salat, like how we read four rakats before Zuhr. So you read four rakats, first rakat Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin. Second rakat Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan, Surah 44. Third rakat Surah Fatiha, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. This is the sequence Nabi alayhi salam taught, the hadith in Tirmidhi. And the fourth rakat Surah Fatiha and Surah Mulk Tabarak al-Ladhi. Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, after Fatiha in each rakat. Thereafter make dua. Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with a powerful retentive memory. So today we come here on the Musalla. Imamat is not easy, brothers. Imamat, you know, is a big, big responsibility. All of you who are going to perform imamat here in the masjid, in the Musalla, overseas, you have to do 3-4 things before you come on the Musalla. Go to your father, mother, kiss their hand. You, my youngsters, you kiss your father's hand. Say, no, I feel shy. Kiss girlfriend, we don't feel shy. Huh? We feel shy. So kiss boyfriend, they don't feel shy. To kiss the mother's hand, they feel shy. So tonight you go to your ummi and abati and say, let me kiss your hand and practice on the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to kiss Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha's hand, the daughter's hand, remember, and they would kiss Nabi alayhi salam. So that is what we need to learn. Go to your honorable asatiza if they are here nearby. Otherwise today, you've got all the gadgets. I asked the brother, what you doing? He said, I'm busy with my emails. So my eye fell on 1-2 emails. What I saw? The emails were flying to the females. One way the busy. Say, Maru Poiru Bo busy. It's very busy in all this unda danda. So we must remember, brothers, sisters, that we need to contact our asatiza. We can be who? But that man taught us the Quran Sharif. How can we ever forget? Today I went to my ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. I said, Hafsa, make dua. I'm going here, we're doing this. If we don't have our ustad's dua, where we can go? So each one of you, before you come on this musalla, you have to go to your teacher. kiss his hand, take his du'as. Then something will happen in life. Next one, my young Hafiz, my young Imam, before you come here on this Musalla for Taraweeh, daily give some charity. Sometime we learn our door pakku, 100%. But on the Musalla is blank. Then what? One day we went to Haram, many years ago. You know Sheikh Huzaifi. Sheikh Huzaifi is Imam of Masjid Nabawi 40 years now. That night alone he made over 20 mistakes. In one Taraweeh, he made more than 20 mistakes. If you go to the Quran that we read in the Haram, and if you can read Arabic, right at the back, so you will see the person who was a mushrif, who was a ra'is, ra'isul lajna, the person who had to do the final supervision. The Quran Sharif was written by Sheikh Usman Taha. He is from Halab, he is from Aleppo. He wrote the Quran Sharif, wrote, no type and computer, he wrote. He wrote the Quran Sharif 7 times. 3 years it used to take him to write one Quran Sharif. And Sheikh Huzaifi and them, they had a lajna, their committee, and they would go word to word, letter to letter. No mistakes allowed. This is Kalamullah. So when they checked it, revised it, many times, then they said, fine, we sign on it. You will see his name is written at the back. But when he comes on a musalla one day, Allah is showing us, you can be Imam 40 years, but one day, certain things will go. Our concentration just goes lost. So therefore, my youngsters, when you perform wudu, you have to ask Allah for protection. What protection? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal walahan. Hadith in Tirmidhi, that may beware of the waswasa, the whisperings of that shaitan. Yuqalu lahu al-walahan. So all of us, especially imams, hafiz and shuyukh, you're going to be the imam, so when making wudu, so ask Allah for protection from walahan. He's going to blow our fuses and confuse us. Then we go in salat. There's hadith in Muslim Sharif. There's another shaitan. They don't leave us, the shaitan. They want we must join them. That's the whole trouble. So the shaitan's name is Khinzab. Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. So he comes and he confuses us. On the radio, I get questions. He say, last night we read Taraweeh. The Imam Sahib read 3 rakats. I said, Imam read 3 rakats. We were all the brothers. You all were going for Mi'raj or what? He made a mistake, but where you were? Whole lot went for Mi'raj? Say, Imam Sahib made 1 sajda. He made 1 sajda. I can say, where you were? We all became buzruks. Huh? Think about it properly. So what that shows the quality of my salat and your salat behind the imam? It's an indictment upon us. So my brothers, each one we should know. So my youngster, you're going to go on this musalla. Innamal a'malu binniyat. Open Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Riyadu Salihin. All these are famous hadith kitabs. Every one of them started with innamal a'malu binniyat. What is my intention in making this Taraweeh? Will I become Qari Farari? I'm going to show them I'm the fastest reader in the whole of KwaZulu-Natal. So everybody will call me Qari Farari. See, JC Niyat, we see Barakat. So is that our intention? That type of Quran, that type of Salat, Allah forbid, will be thrown back in our faces. So my young Hafiz, don't worry about people. People, when they want to praise you, to Asman par chara dete, they'll put you right on the sky. And when they want to criticize you, they will crucify you also. So remember, don't worry about them. You are reading Kalamullah. You are reading the speech of Allah. Remember that always. And Allah Jalla Wala is listening what you reading, how you reading. So that is what we should be concerned about. Come, I give you three, you like stories. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal wulida bi Baghdad wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah was born in Baghdad and he passed away in Baghdad. He is buried there next to the Tigris River. So we went to his grave also, mashallah. So next to him is Bishr-e Hafi rahimahullah. These are all giants. So it was famous of one student of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, every day he completes the Quran Sharif. So it was getting famous in Baghdad and Iraq. This person, every day, whole Quran he reads. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal called him, come here. It's true, you read whole Quran Sharif every day. Said, yes. Said, okay. Tomorrow when you read, you must just imagine you reading to me Ahmad bin Muhammad bin Hanbal Shaybani. That you reading to me, I won't be there, but you must just imagine. So he said, fine. So he said that I read, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal asked him, how many Jews you read, how many paras you read? Said, Ustad, I only read 10 Jews, 10 paras. Say, tomorrow when you read, you must imagine, think you reading directly to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening to you directly. So he came next day and asked him, how much you read? He said, I only read one Jews. That also mushkil, say one para. He said, tomorrow, third day when you read, now think, imagine you reading directly to Almighty Allah. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal asked him, how much you read? He said, I couldn't finish Surah Fatiha properly. You see, brothers. So there, dhyan, tawajju, concentration, devotion. So if we have all this, we won't hit all the shortcuts and all these type of things. So we should know whose we are reading. I think I mentioned this to you, but nevertheless, we live on air now. So many people benefit, inshallah. You also benefit. There is a Waliullah, sage of the age, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah. I want to show you what is Quran, brothers. Quran Sharif was, is, will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today people don't understand Arabic, they can't read Arabic, they just read translation. They get so inspired, motivated, they embrace Islam. That is translation. So what about the original? So my brothers, Hazrat Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah, is the sage of the age, the wali of the time. 3 consecutive days he sees a dream, he's going to a church. He says, this dream really means something. No, and behold, Sunday comes, he goes to the church, he camouflages himself a little bit, sat right at the back. Yeah, the father, pastor, priest, whatever, bishop, he came. Maybe he also saw something. So he said, the people told him, the flock, yeah, congregation, yeah, start. Say, no, I can't start my sermon. There's a Muslim here today. Who is the Muslim? Please come in front. Now the cover is blown. So Hazrat Bayezid come. You the Muslim? Yes. What's your name, Bayezid? Fine. I am going to ask you questions and you must respond and answer. But one proviso, one condition. Every answer must be given from the Quran, not from here and there. Said, fine. He said that, who is one and not two? He said, Allah. Qul huwa Allah wahad. What is two and not three? He said, the day and the night. Wakhtilafil layli wa nahar. The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? He said, wasi'a kursiyu samawati wal ard. Kursi don't mean this kursi I'm sitting on. Everything of Allah's is beyond our perception, comprehension. The kursi of Almighty Allah, thumma istawa ala arsh, the arsh of Rahman, the throne of Allah, noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun, the pen which Almighty Allah dictated to write the destiny of everybody and everything. Kursi, arsh and pen. What is four and not five? He said the four. Divine scriptures and books, Torah, Zabur, Injil, Quran Sharif. He read all the relevant verses. What is five and not six? Wa aqimis salat. طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس. So you read this ayat, the five salats are mentioned. What is six and not seven? He said, Allah created this universe fi sittati ayyam wa ma masana min lughub. Allah says, I created this entire universe and creation in 6 days. No fatigue, no exhaustion touch me. He said, what is seven and not eight? Allahu alladhi khalaqa sab'a samawat. Allah created the seven heavens, seven skies. What is eight and not nine? وَيَحْمِلُ أَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ إِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً. Eight angels will carry the throne of Rahman on the day of justice. What is nine and not ten? It's not Hilal, it's not Durban. Here the people are all very good, mashallah. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْعَةُ رَهَطِي يُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There was a town, nine people, nine groups, all troublemakers. Allah is saying, what is 10 and not 11? Tilka ashratun kamila. We go for Hajj, Allah take us for Umrah, for Hajj, Haramain Sharifain, Majlul Aqsa, time and time again. Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majlul Aqsa. When we go for Hajj, our people say we have to slaughter Dhamme Shukar. Dham, blood, shukar, to thank Allah. The Quranic terminology is Hadi. فَمَنْ تَمَتَّعَ بِالْأُمْرَةِ إِلَى الْحَجِّ فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَجِّ. So you have to slaughter the animal, but the money got stolen, the money got finished then, you have to keep 10 fast. He's answering spontaneously, the people are just watching in amazement. You can hear a pin drop in the church. What is 11 and not 12? إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ أَشَرَ كَوْكَبَا. I see in the sky, and I saw 11 stars. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam story. What is 12 and not 13? What is 12 and not 13? Inna iddata shuhur inda Allah isna ashara shahara. Surah 9 verse 36. So 12 lunar months. The priest said, you answered everything correct. Even the priest, he must have saw something. He knew all the questions and answers. He said, I'm going to ask you two more questions. Remember the proviso. You must answer from the Quran only. He said, fine. Penultimate question. Who was that person who was buried in the grave and the grave was moving here and there and everywhere? And lo and behold, he came out alive from the grave. He said, that's very easy. فَلْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتِ. The fish swallowed him, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. And he read, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And then whether he came out after 3 days or 40 days or whatever, some ulama say three, some say 40. From there we got our 3 days, 40 days in Jamaat also, alhamdulillah. See, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam went for 3 days, 40 days. So we in Masjid al-Hilal, so mashallah, we have to speak about that also. So after 3 days, 40 days, the fish came, فَنَبَذْنَاهُ بِالْأَرَىٰ. And he said, now you go back. SubhanAllah. He said, 100% right. He said, ultimate final question. Which piece of land the sun was shining there? Never did the sun shine on that piece of land before. Never did the sun shine there after that as well. He said, very easy. There were celebrations, the Pharaoh and them. They were busy with their wine, dine and swine. And they were busy, celebrations. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was commanded by Allah Jalla wa'ala, that night while they busy, you take them out, the Bani Israel, the Israelites, from their bondage. فَأَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. Night time you take them out. So he took them. Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, going. Now the sun is rising. While the sun is rising, in front is the ocean, and that side there, the army are now sober. They see that all of them are gone. So the people of Musa alayhi salam said, now, inna lamudrakun. Now we big trouble, we caught. Said, kalla. He took the staff, the stick, hit the ocean. Allah Jalla Wala made it into sand and land. They crossed. What time they crossed? See, you read this morning or you read tomorrow inshallah? Ishraq.
15 minutes, 20 minutes after sunrise. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ مُشْرِقِينَ with a cough. So remember, they followed them, pursued them at Ishraq time. The sun was shining in its glory and beauty. And they were crossing the ocean. And when the Pharaoh came, the water met. The army came, the water met. Never did the sun shine there before, never did the sun shine there after. He said, you answered everything correctly, 100 out of 100. The people are amazed. Look at this man. Spontaneously he answered everything. So Hazrat Bayazid Bustami said, sir, priest, father, whatever, can I ask you one question? May I beg your indulgence, as they say? Said, go ahead. He said, ma huwa miftahul jannah, what is the key to paradise and jannah? So when I deliver this, I say, that priest, his wuzu broke. You don't have wuzu, obviously, but you understand what I'm saying. When I speak on the radio, so I say, we as Muslims, we can produce 1 million hafiz in different parts of the world, who know the Quran Sharif cover to cover, 114 surahs, 6,236 verses. You, Mr. Pope, show me, can you read the whole Bible in the original language from cover to cover, by heart, by memory? So the answer came, there's no hope for the Pope. And here in this masjid alone, we can show you 20, 30, 50 people, inshallah. So imagine. So my brothers, this is miracle of Quran. So he kept quiet. He said, must I give the answer? He said, go ahead. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu rasuluh. So the whole congregation started repeating after Hazrat Bayazid Bustami. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu rasuluh. That is Quran. So my dear Hafiz, my dear Imam, you're going abroad. Remember, it is not just sightseeing, go check this country, check this country. Make this dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbooleen. Ya Allah, accept me so that I can touch somebody's hearts. I become the means of others to embrace Islam. The world is waiting for me and you. So understand, that is what Ramadan is all about. Now let's come to the practical lessons. MashaAllah, Ramadan will start this year. It will be the 16th of May, Wednesday, that night. So inshallah, 99.9%, that is the first night of Ramadan. 17th, the Thursday of May, will be the first Saum and the first Siyam. What is the meaning of Ramadan, brothers? Shahru Ramadan alladhi. Ramadan is the only month that is mentioned explicitly, clearly in a noble Quran. It means tahriku dhunub, to incinerate and burn the sins. So we don't have to wait for Ramadan. From now we start burning the sins. Now let's have our program. What is our program? Suhoor time, sehri time, we are awake. Whether you are performing taraweeh or not, but you are awake. 3 o'clock, half past 3, 4, half past 4. So what must we do? The Quran taught us what we must do. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ The pious people at suhoor time, sehri time, they made time for istighfar. Each one of us, and more so our honorable ulama, a'imma and hufaz, every day, from tomorrow you start, oh, there is Ramadan, inshallah. 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah shows us the benefits of istighfar in the Quran. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Allah will not punish a people who make istighfar. It is a repel against them. It will repel the punishment. It is a defense mechanism. When we read istighfar on the land and sand, it has an impact on the clouds and skies. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا Allah will send beneficial rain. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ Allah will increase your wealth for you. Your uplang also will go more and more. Your capital, you see, we thank our capital brothers. Your capital will also grow, inshallah. See? وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ So Allah will bless you with children also. Win-win situation.
وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will grant us the gardens of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus, and the rivulets of Jannah, the streams of Jannah. So every day, my brothers, tell my mothers, sisters, daughters, wives, all of us, our honorable wives, tell them, oh honey, that I need the khajur, their sehri time. The best day, the best suhoor, the best sehri, the Master alayhi salam said, hadith in Abu Dawood, ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr. The best sehri for a Muslim is dates. So we're going to have dates iftar time, but what about sehri time? So make sure we remind one another about this sunnah. One sunnah we practice on, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Second one, my brothers, then is dua time, is tahajjud time. All that, we must be the ones who will do so. If you want to understand, see, Quran Sharif is bilisanin arabiyyin mubin. The Quran Sharif is in the Arabic language, my ulama, my youngsters. And what does Quran say about the pious people? See the word. Tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji. They are sleeping, comfort zone. And if you are your wife, then there's more comfort also. But let now your hafiz, you're not married, inshallah. You're sitting there in Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, or Australia, New Zealand, or wherever. Because mashallah, our ulama hafiz go throughout the world almost. So you're there alone, and you're dreaming in comfort zone. Now, with your bed, with your comfort, you make jafa. Oh bed, now I'm no more loyal to you. Oh wife, now I'm no more going to sleep with you. I got another appointment now. So with creation, I make jafa. I'll be disloyal for a short period. And now I will make wafa with Allah. I'm going to speak to my Allah in the darkness of the night. Go read about Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah. Such a great wali, sage of the age, Piran-e-Pir. Sometimes he was offered the kingdom of some countries. And he said that your kingdom means nothing to me compared to when I speak to Allah in my tahajjud time. That is what we have to learn. Munajat billah. To speak, to whisper to Allah in the darkness of the night. It's Ramadan time and we still not making dua. Not one tear is coming out. So what has happened to our hearts? Think about it. Ya Allah, I got Taraweeh tonight. This supara of mine is kachu, Ya Allah. So only Allah can help us. Remember that. So remember, beg Allah for all our needs. So in that way there, sehri time, our dates, our istighfar, our tahajjud, our dua, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدُونَ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. The nearest the servant, the slave comes to Allah is in sajda. Go in sajda and speak to Allah tahajjud time in the confines of your house. So speak. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Speak to Allah, you out of salat in any language. So hafiz, make this Ramadan special. Then daytime is tilawatul Quran. Fasting is a duty. Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So each one of us, how much Quran must we read? Two incidents I'll mention. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during Ramadan used to read to Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam would read to the Master alayhi salam. So when we reading to one another, make that intention, this is the sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu. Go study Muhammad bin Idris al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah became a hafiz at the age of 7. At the age of 10, he by hearted memorized Muwatta Imam Malik. In one Ramadan, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar and Markaz Sahaba online, in one Ramadan, he, Al-Imam Shafi'i, would complete 61 times the entire Quran Sharif. In one Ramadan, Daytime, one whole Quran. Nighttime, the entire Quran. And on the Imam's Musalla, another whole Quran. Their whole Ramadan almost was Tilawatul Quran, Tilawatul Quran, Tilawatul Quran. Fasting is the duty, and the beauty is Tilawatul Quran. Hazrat Shaykh Mohana Zakaria, Nawar Allah Mar Qadahu, if you went to Saharanpur, so we went in 77, so how many years now, 40 years ago plus. If Hazrat Shaykh came to know, people were not reading Quran, or they were not engaged in zikr, or they were not sleeping, when it's not salat time, and they talking, kharij kar do, nikal do, send them out, tell them to go back home. You were not even allowed talking in that khankah. Because they wanted, we must learn to make qadr of this time. So where we do, we waste our time, we kill time. So think about that seriously. Then my brothers, Hafiz, Imam, we all love lam se le. We must learn in Ramadan, dal se de. Rather be the giver than the receiver. وَإِنَّ جُودَهُ أَكْثَرْ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during Ramadan was so generous like a hurricane wind. That in Arabic the alim says, مَا قَالَ لَا إِلَّا فِي كَلِمَةِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ The Master alayhi wa sallam never used the word La except in the word kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasul. So every day make the... I'm not speaking of zakat. I'm speaking of our own personal money. 5 rand, 10 rand, 100 rand, 1,000 rand, whatever we can afford. So every day put a smile on somebody's face. Not what our mothers and sisters are doing. My wife gives that kala, they 5 samosas, she gives 6 bhajiyas. So that carries on, you understand? We're not going to stop that. But I'm speaking of the real charity. So you must know. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا The abrar and the pious people are those, sometimes they are feeding the miskeen, the poor, the destitute, Muslim or non-Muslim. Sometimes they go to the orphans and feed them. And occasionally they are there with the prisoners. How many of us will ever think to go to prison? Go show them we love you and we care for you. This is our sacred month. And my Nabi taught me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I have to come to you and give you something. Obviously, you go via the authorities and everything. So that is our Islam, my brothers. Empower people as well. Next one. Now my Hafiz, you started the Taraweeh. MashaAllah. Now after 6 nights, 8 nights, depending how much you read, Sajda Tilawat will come. So what? You know how we make Sajda Tilawat? We don't even read Subhana Rabbiyal A'la properly because we worried from where I must start. I also read Taraweeh. I'm still reading Taraweeh. Nowadays my Taraweeh is one man, one vote. You understand? I'm in front and my wife is in the back. You understand? Sometimes my mistake, she take on my mistake also. You understand? She's not Hafiz or anything. So I ask her, how you know my mistake? You say, every year you make the same mistake. You understand? So... Anyway, brothers, you must remember that now it says the tilawat. I want every hafiz, every imam, you must know this, reference Tirmidhi. 2 du'as, both sahih, both authentic. Learn this du'a, O Honorable Imam, O Honorable Hafiz. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going in says the tilawat. What did the master read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Oh Allah, I'm going into sajda. That sajda is so beloved to Allah. An act of complete submission and surrender. Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Oh Allah, you record for me in exchange of the sajda the reward. Wada anni biha wizra. Oh Allah, I went into sajda. My vices, my sins, you remove it from me, Ya Allah. وَاجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنَّكَ زُخْرَى Today we speak of offshore account and inshore account. وَاجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنَّكَ زُخْرَى Ya Allah, make it a treasure for me, day by you in the year after. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَ مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُدِ Ya Allah, you accept this sajda tilawat from me as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. All of us, hafiz, imams, we learn inshallah. I never heard one inshallah. So all the imams, is sunnah dua learning Tirmidhi, is authentic hadith. That is how when we learn, we teach the public also. Second short dua, I gave you the long dua first. Second dua, also in Tirmidhi, also hadith is sahih, authentic. When we go in sajda tilawat, sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu. Ya Allah, my body, face is meant by the body. My body went into sajda for that supreme being Allah who created me. فَشَقَّ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ who granted me the faculty of hearing and seeing. بِحَوْلِهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ I go into sajda tilawat to thank my Malik and Khalik, to thank our beloved Allah. My brothers, how come we can't learn this dua? Soccer score, cricket score, Ramadan this year is World Cup. We will know all the scores. The Kala who doesn't know much about soccer, she will also know. Say, I to bow haru goal hutu. Whether it's a own goal or a yell goal. You don't understand? So my brothers, sisters, all of us, learn these duas, go to your ulama and write it down. Memorize, especially the imams. Then we come to iftar time. Before iftar, you must be the one. Wherever you are, have your timetable. Tell them 15 minutes, 20 minutes before iftar. Some advices will be given. And so many advices we can give. Choose one topic every day. And choose one sahabi's name every day. And give them the brief profile of the sahabi. And teach them. So the love of sahaba comes in their hearts. So many topics you can choose. And then the last 5-10 minutes, we raise our hands and we make dua. And when it's just about iftar time, the hadith in Abu Dawood, Allahumma laka sumtu wa ala rizqika aftartu. Oh beloved Allah, for your love I kept this fast. On your rizq and sustenance I made the iftar. Then we ate the khajur, we ate the water, and now we're going to read Maghrib Salat. So before the Maghrib Salat, before we start Maghrib Salat, read the Sunnah Dua mentioned in Abu Dawood. Zahaba Zwamawu Wabatallatil Uruku Wasabatal Ajru InshaAllah. Zahaba Zwamawu, the thirst is gone. Wabatallatil Uruku, the veins have become wet. The reward is already established by Allah. Allah's mercy. Then we read our Maghrib Salat. Then after Witr Salat, brothers. Now you read Witr. So after Witr, what must you read? Hadith in Sunan Nasai. Subhan al Malik al Quddus. Subhan al Malik al Quddus. And the third time, you prolong it. Subhan al Malik al Quddus. In Ramadan time, our brothers, some of them, they love to read the two rakats after Witr. We tired and retired, we just walk away. But some brothers, they read. It's good if you want to read, no problem. So which surah are you going to read? If after Witr, you're reading two rakats, rakatain badal witri, you're reading. So what must you read? You read surah Fatiha, idha zulzilatil ardu. Second rakat, you read surah Fatiha, kul ya kafirun. The hadith in Tahawi. This is sunnah qiraat to read in the two rakats after Witr. You got it? First rakat, idha zulzilatil ardu. Second rakat, kul ya kafirun. Reference Tahawi. So you, my imam, you have to teach, educate the ummah. The ummah is waiting for somebody to educate them. Then our Taraweeh Salat. We have to be careful regarding our ruku, our sajda. You know how we make? If I tell you, you're a crook. You call me a crook. How upset we will be. But when we crook in Salat, then he is aswa'u sariq. He's the worst of thieves, the worst of crooks. We never made our ruku properly. We never made our sajda properly. So which kind of salat we reading? Bichara, the old people at the back, they think there's a gymnastics going on. Up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. Say, imams are too fast. But next day the baji also is back. You see, that other one is too slow. So I, all right, chair. Never understood. So baji, you also must. So we must be the ones that we must be very careful of this.
Then you're going to make Khatmul Quran. How are you going to make Khatmul Quran? Whether you make 27 night, whether you make 29 night, that's your prerogative. You got no problem. But understand the du'as and the manner method. Your own personal khatam, how are you going to make, my brothers, sisters in Islam? Now you're making Khatmul Quran before Ramadan, on big night, auspicious night, 15 Shaban, you're making Khatmul Quran. So when you come to the last 22 surahs, wad duha downwards, after each surah, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You read all that is fine. Shortcut, Allahu Akbar. So after each surah, Allahu Akbar. Open Tafsir ibn Kathir, open Ma'ariful Quran, you will find it there. So read that. It is a sunnah that is abandoned, neglected nowadays. Now we're going to make dua. When we make dua, how we make dua? You see our Quran Sharifs, that you will see the dua is written. I'm not saying and suggesting it's not permissible. It's permissible. But what is the better way, the desirable way? Go open Bukhari Sharif. In Fazairul Quran, you will find the hadith two places there. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِئْسَ مَا لِأَهَدِهِمْ أَن يَقُولُ نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ بَلْ نُسِّيَ. It's very bad for a person to say, I forgot this verse and that verse. But he was made to forget. So what must we say? Allahumma ذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُمَا نُسِّيتُ. We're reading individually, Allahumma ذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُمَا نُسِّيتُ. You will see our Quran, it got nasitu, change it to nusitu. From the active to the passive. And if you read in plural, Allahumma zakirna minuma nusina. You will see the imams of the haram, they read this dua every time they complete the Quran. Allahumma zakirna minuma nusina. So that is the correct way of reading according to the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Then three, four other things we should take cognizance of, inshallah, when we are performing our tarawih, our clothing. Which type of clothing? We can't come there with, you know, this team won the league, or this team, they are in the World Cup, plus it's World Cup season. I'm supporting this team. Now I come here on a musalla and I'm just playing my... It don't behove us to be like that. Allah is teaching us, oh brothers, Ya Bani Adam khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Take your beauty when you come to the masjid. Now we brought our soccer kit, we brought our cricket stars, and all that we brought, and I'm the imam. They told you, they say, no, I just wear a jubbah. But brother, you don't suit us there. So please, the imams be very meticulous, particular, our beard, our trouser above the ankles, our topi, there the topi is lying like this and it falls down in ruku and sajda. Lot of stories, you understood? So all that we need to be careful of. Next one, what is the sign of pride? What is the sign of pride? Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the definition himself. Batarul haq wa ghamtun nas. Our pride does not allow it. I am the imam, and I made mistake. My student rectified me. Somebody rectified me. Hey, who are you to rectify me? You see, my pride never allowed. So brothers, we all make mistakes. So when we make a mistake, don't take offense. You must thank the brother, I read wrong, he rectified me. So each one of us, we all can make mistakes. So remember this kind of thing. And second one, that you don't have to rush when you read in the Quran Sharif. And tell the people that also, from the start. Yeah, we read in Quran Sharif, we will see Mawlana, he read now, mashallah. So Mawlana read Mawlana Ishaq now. He read whole Surah Muzammil. So I even told him before I came here, I told him, Mawlana, you read very well. Eh? I had supper by Mawlana, you know. So mashallah is our connection. So anyway, you might be wondering how I performed this nikah and all. So anyway, he owes me many things there. So anyway, brothers, you must remember that. So that is how we should be reading the Quran Sharif. Then, now we finish the khatam. Now they will say, Imam Sahib, We brought one big present for you. So what, Imam Sahib? You'll say, Ameen. No problem. 1975, I performed Taraweeh in Karachi. I started 74 in Karachi. So 74, I went from Makkah, Medina. My parents came. And 75, myself and Hafiz Suleiman, South African. One night he makes 12 rakats and I make 8 rakats. Then I make 12 rakats every alternate night and he make. So 27 night, I think, whatever. I think it was 27 night. We never expected anything. We said, let's perform Taraweeh. So these Pakistanis, they came for me. They brought a big parcel like this. And for him, they brought half parcel. They say, Maulana, ye aapke liye. And they told Maulana, ye aapke liye. Now we both looking at one another, but we did the same job. He read 12, I read 8. So we alternating. So they could see the amazement on our face. So you say, why mine is double and his is half like? You say, ne, humne dekha, ye Maulvi sab lamba kurta penta hai. To unke liye bahut zyada kapra ki zarurat hai. So he must get lot of material. And aap Maulvi sahab bahut mukhtasar kurta penta ho. You wear shortcut kurta. So we give you little bit. I told Sriman, see, even in dunya I'm beating you, by. So brothers, if you don't expect it, alhamdulillah. But don't make conditions and all these kind of things. You understand? Remember this thing. Whatever is in our taqdeer, wa fis sama'i rizqukum wa ma tu'ad. Whatever Allah has ordained for us, even if we don't ask, Allah will bring it to us. That, remember. So my brothers, that is what we should be careful about. We are the imams, we are the ambassadors. People look at us, how we perform salat. And then we make a mess. We picking up our feet and sajda and not of five, playing with our clothes and all that. That is not how we should be reading. See, today the imams, I see some of them, they don't even stand straight in salat, they stand skew a little bit. So I asked him, why you? He said, no, the mic is a little bit skew, so I want my voice must be tuned up properly. The echo must go properly. So I also stand a little bit skew. Now how can that be justified to tune up my voice? I must stand a little bit skew. And this type of things. So always remember this kind of things there. That we are the ones. And all these du'as and all that I mentioned. So inshallah. We got 15-20 minutes come. Anybody ask any questions regarding Taraweeh, regarding Ramadan? Anything on your mind? Quick now. So whatever you want to ask us, inshallah. Come brothers, the ulama, hafiz, especially, the public, anybody. Come on, Ismail. Maulana Ismail asked. Maulana Ismail asked a good question. How much we work out the stops that when to make ruku and so forth. There's a famous fatwa kitab. The Arab ulama call it Fatawa Hindiya. And our ulama, we call it Fatawa Alamgiriya. So if you go to Quran and you just see the ruku, every night if you read 20 ruku, so you will finish the Quran Sharif on the 27th night. How many rukus in the Quran? So you must remember, you take 20 times 20 is 400. Then you got 7 left, 7 times 20, 140. Is that so? So 540 rukus in the noble Quran. So every night you read one ruku. So per night you will read 20 rukus. So when you read 20 ruku, you will finish on 27th night because it's 540 rukus in the noble Quran. So that's an easy way. And you pace out your readings, it's no problem. But any way you like, you do it, it's no problem. But this is an easy way ulama have mentioned. Ji. Come brothers, quick. When I leave, then you want to come whisper in my ears here. Ask the question now. Come Imam Sahib, Hafiz Sahib, come Hamza. It don't mean you must be Imam and Sheikh. Anybody can ask questions. We live on air. This is dead time. If you go completely blank in the second rakat, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, listen to this, a good question. Remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us liyalini minkum ulul ahlami wan nuha. The hadith in Tirmidhi. This is the imam. So the person, the people at the back, They should be those people of intelligence and understanding. So when the imam goes blank, they must know how to prompt the imam, how to give the lukma to the imam. You understood? You know two stories. Always I give when I got this program. The youngsters, some of them, they know. You see, one day, the imam read was Zariyati Dharwa. It's a difficult surah. So he got stuck in neutral gear. Can't go forward, can't. Bichara, the back also, nobody knows what's going on. Yeah, difficult surah. So the muazzin from the back, he shouted. He said, Shia lo tatamuye. Just leave the surah. It's troubling everybody. Take another surah. You can't make Shia lo and tatamuye and all these type of things in salat. You make subhanallah, alhamdulillah or something. One day, yeah, in Durban it happened. Allah forgive. We all make mistakes. So the imam Zuhr time he went, and Allahu Akbar. And then he started reading loudly, Zuhr time. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Our people all tired, Mawlvi Sahib, leave Mawlvi Sahib, we know what he's doing. 40 years ago, that time wasn't so many activities. So the muazzin again, said, no, Imam Sahib is making mistakes. So from the back he starts shouting, with tajweed, Tula Tula, Tula Tula. Say, Imam Sahib, you got it mixed up, you can't make loud. So therefore you need intelligent people behind the Imam to rectify everybody, everything there. When we were becoming Hafiz, by Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, so Hafiz Sahib used to tell us, sometime you must read to one another. Now if he is reading, so I make mistake, so I'll say wrong. I'm reading, I make mistake, he will shout wrong. So all of us Hafiz boys in the first surf in Heidelberg, my hometown. I'm born there. So the Imam Sahib, he read right or whatever, I don't think he made a mistake. So one Hafiz boy is standing next to us. So I don't know what came in his head. In Salat he shouted, wrong, you understood? Wrong, like this. So therefore you have to teach the youngsters. You can't bring all the things from your hips class here on a musalla. You have to be, see, while I'm speaking of this, one important masla. This is serious, brothers. Therefore I have this Q&A and all that. So many masail will come. I'm in a masjid, the Jumma night, brothers. An imam writes to me. Listen carefully. An imam writes to me. He say, Mufti Sahib, today I want to tell you something, but I feel so ashamed that I made Taraweeh in this masjid, but I heard you saying the one day, and now what must I do? What was he doing? Whole day he's fasting, hungry man, he's angry man. After that, now he had his dates, he had his samosas, bhajiyas, meals, everything. Before Salat time, Isha time and all that, he go bathroom, toilet, he's masturbating, everything, just make little bit water, upstairs, downstairs, everything, come on, Imam Musalla, Allahu Akbar. He needs ghusl. To masturbate is haram. And after masturbate, he don't bath also. He just make shortcut. There's no shortage of water also. And he's making imamat. You see, how must I tell the people? What lesson I want to show you, brothers? When we don't know, then go ask the ulama. Don't use our own understanding. He thought we just play little bit nice, all right, I can just go on a musalla. Now see what are the repercussions of all these kind of things there. So therefore, you youngsters who are making, and remember you do all this danda while you're fasting, your fast is also broken. And it's haram to do that. And qaza also is compulsory. And you have to take ghusl also. So therefore we have to understand, have these questions and answers. You got doubt, then you ask. Not after 2 years, 5 years, you say, you know, I was doing this here. Now, what must we tell the people and these type of things? So brothers, we need to know this imamat is a big, big responsibility. Ji, Maulana Asmar, ji. Remember, if you pass the sajda ayat, you went right through, stood, and you didn't do it, then is Rabbana la tu'akhidna, in nasina aw akhta'na. You make dua, Ya Allah, with it. You don't say you make the sajda tilawat ayat, you make the sajda after salat. So there's no threat in it. Understood? If you want, what you can do, in the next rakat, the next two rakats, you read that ayat again and then you make the sajda. So you can do that. Understood? Easy way out. Remember, according to the Hanafis, sajda tilawat is wajib. So the masla will come only according to Hanafis. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Ambali's, sajda tilawat is sunnah. So if you make the sajda, it's fine. If you don't make the sajda, there'll be no sun upon you. That's the Shafi'is, Maliki's, and Ambali's. Understand? So that will be the easy way out. Understand? That's why we need intelligent people behind the imam. Ji. Yeah, very good question. See, brothers, I'm repeating the question so the listeners can also. Our brother here, Hafiz Sahib, Imam Sahib, says that some imams, they want to read Taraweeh at home. I myself, I read at home. So is that permissible or not? Yes, it's permissible. But one thing we should not do, and which is becoming rife and rampant nowadays. Now I see here in Durban, mashallah, 10 to 7, azan and 7 o'clock is Jamaat already. So when Ramadan starts, what time Jamaat will be? Quarter to 7 maybe. I don't know. It goes to quarter to 7. So I don't know, I'm just thinking of it. So anyway, so now the brothers, they say that, hey, I can't wait for the Jamaat in the masjid and all that. So I just make my own Jamaat there. I'm in front, my wife, my children behind me. So whole year we read Isha Salat in the masjid. Ramadan come, we read Isha at home. So what we do, and I tell everybody, you want to read Taraweeh in your house because you want to make Khatmul Quran, everything yourself. You don't want 2 rakats and 4 rakats and 8 rakats. That's fine. But Isha Salat, go read in a masjid. Then you come back home, you tell your wife, all of them, they must finish their Isha, your daughters and whoever. And then when you come, you start the Taraweeh Salat. So that is what we must do. Best. But if you read everything at home, it is permissible but not desirable. The Isha Salat, like that. But Taraweeh, all that is fine. More so when you're Hafiz and you want to make Khatmul Quran like that. Sometimes people want to make 2 Khatmul Quran, 3. Like that. So it's fine, no problem. It's clear? Woman, you mean your wife? Ah, they stand behind you. They can't stand next to you. If they stand behind you, then they're praying, P-R-A-Y. If they stand next to you, then they're praying, P-R-E-Y. So remember, I stand in front and the wife stands behind me. So like that it will be. You got it? But best is you must keep somebody who can take out mistakes also. Because Mutashabihat come from 5 para, we go to 20th para and a lot of mix-up. You understand? So it's permissible. Especially if you want to read more. Ji, ask brothers anything. Ji. Good question. Remember you the imam. And you know Ramadan time, lot of halim and lot of samosas and lot of dates. And then it came out softly. Wind came out softly. They asked the one imam, why you made sajda tilawa? Why you made sajda so? He said, nahi, hawa bahut aista se nikla. It just came out softly, so I made sajda so. Wuzu is broken, bhai. You can't be. No, salat is broken. So in a case like that, remember, we can't carry on with the salat. Same time you walk away, istikhlaf takes place. That person behind must come in front and continue with the salat. That's what you call istikhlaf. So you, the person, the imam, you must move away. And the people behind you, therefore I told you, especially Taraweeh and that, always have 2-3 people who are responsible, they know what to do. Understood? And then they will come and they continue with the salat. Therefore, brothers, I just told you, before we come on the musalla, dua, charity, beg Allah, so lot of things, then inshallah Allah makes. Imagine this 500,000 people behind us. They will never forget this imam. They will say, this is the imam whose wuzu broke. You know our people. You think they'll forget. They'll look at you, they'll start smiling. And you know why they are smiling. Our people don't forget these kind of things. You understood? Yeah. So therefore I told you the dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal wadadwa walahan. Ya Allah, protect me from walahan. Walahan comes, it makes all that sounds in our stomach and everywhere else. So now we get confused, we don't know what's happening. So all, that's why we must learn these duas. Ji, come quick, Ji, Malana. Speak. MashaAllah, when we make Khatmul Quran, Maulana Imam Sahib is asking, is it better we finish the Quran Sharif, minal jinnati wa nas, and then you finish? Or is better in the last rakat, when we make Khatmul Quran, we come back to Surah Fatiha, and then we read Alif Lam Mim, Tal Muflihun? That's the question, right? Remember, jaiz, both is jaiz. But the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, so Ar-Rahil, Murtahil, and all these things here. So the ulama have written, and it's practice of the tabi'in, some sahaba and all, that remember that in the last rakat, you read that again. But if you don't read, there's no sun or anything like that. After min al-jinnati wa nas, you just finish up, it's fine. But if you come back, we'll say it's better, it's desirable to do that. But you will see in the Arab countries, Haram Sharif, all that, nobody does that. So both is totally permissible. And remember, according to Hanafis, good masla, according to Hanafis, brothers, you the imam. Hanafis say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim must be read softly. But once in the entire Taraweeh, any surah, in front of any surah. So for example, before surah Yasin, or surah Tabarak, or surah Iqra Bismi, anyone, or surah Baqarah, you say, Waladdallin, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then you start the surah. So remember, going to Hanafis, to read the Bismillah once, loudly, that we must do. Understood? So that is also essential to remember. Ji, come brothers, quick, we got 2 minutes left before we make dua. After every 4 rakats, mashallah, I see in our masajid now, they put that big boards there. Subhana dil mulki wal malakut and all that. Always remember one thing, brothers and sisters. Certain things are permissible. Certain things are sunnah. So this falls, Allama Shami and them have mentioned, that after 4 rakats to read this dua is mustahab or permissible, but you can't say it's sunnah. We need to be careful about that. So you can't say it is sunnah. It's not a sunnah dua, it is a permissible dua. And if you want reference, go see Allama Shami and them have mentioned it very clearly. So therefore, we need to be very meticulous, careful about this type of thing. So even if you put the board and that, it's fine. But tell the people, this dua is permissible. Don't go right there, it is sunnah dua. Understood? Because then that is incorrect. If you say sunnah dua, it means you're attributing it to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ji. Yeah, good one. So after the 20 rakats taraweeh, many imams, they make dua. And then they read the witr. So remember, that dua is permissible, but you can't say that is sunnah and so forth. You want to make the dua, alhamdulillah. You don't want to make the dua, alhamdulillah. Understood? See quickly something, lataif ut-tafsir. See brothers, it's to do with your question, Aziz Sahib, to do with your question, Hamza. See the Quran. Quickly see. Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks of Ramadan, Surah 2, verses 183, 184, 185, 187. Which one I left out? 186. Isn't it so? So Allah is speaking Ramadan. Then in between, nothing Ramadan. Sahaba came to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rabbuna qareebun, is our Allah very, very near? Then fanunaji, we will just whisper. Amba'idun fanunadi, Allah is very far, we will scream. Allah revealed the verse, and it's in between the Ramadan ayats. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, tell them I'm very near. Ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'an. I respond to your dua when you make dua. So Ramadan is shahrud da'wat, is shahrud dua, is a month of dua. But you must explain to the people, if after 20 rakats I don't make dua, don't come make big you and cry. It's permissible to make dua and not permissible to make dua. Both ways is fine. Understood? Many things like this are flexible in Islam. Remember. You got it? Hadith Sahib say after 8 rakats the brothers, they run away. I end off with this story. 2-3 years ago, you know, the past few years I'm going to South America and here and there. So I was in Uruguay after Asr, I gave a bayan. So there in that corner, there were two policemen. So I asked the Maulana, these two policemen, for who they looking? They looking for me or what? Said, no, no, no. So there we don't speak no politics, nothing, it's just mashallah. So the people want to know basics there. So anyway, they say that one husband, he boxed his wife, so now she went to report. So they, you know, small country. So for one woman, they got two policemen. She go shop, two policemen. She come masjid, two policemen. They like. So I said, fine. If that time came, I told our brothers, give them samosas, bhajiyas, everything. One young, one old policeman. Then they sit there. They don't go home. They all eat there in the ladies' section. But stay far. Then Taraweeh time came. Now we in front, what we know what's happening at the back. So there's one youngster, he came. He said, you know what happened? I said, what happened? He said, that policeman, he read 2 rakat Taraweeh with us. You know how we read Taraweeh? When he started, he put his hands here by his chest. Then he got tired, he put it here by his navel. Then second rakat, he got more tired, then he put it by his side. Then after 2 rakats, he ran away. So I said, bhai, you never understood how we read. I say, what? I say, when he started as a Shafi'i. He put by the chest. Then he got tired, he became a Hanafi. He put below his navel. Then second rakat, he got tired, he became a Maliki. Then after Salam, he became a Salafi, and he ran away. So the Salafis, they ran away.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموت المسلمين ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Make dua for the ummah also. Tonight is Jummah night. Abundant durood, dua. Allah give tawfiq. Jazakallah khair.